think I'm doing pretty well. I mean, if we don't get it at practice, if we feel like there's something wrong or something missing, we definitely pick up on it after practice. You know, we'll practice it a couple times on specific routes that we want to work on, and we'll make sure we get it done. We won't leave until we get it right. And when coach says it's good, then we've accomplished that for the day. So we can be prepared to, you know, practice it like that the next day.
What's the difference doing that in practice and on a game and the challenges of that? Because obviously you've got defenders who are being physical with you.
Right.
They're trying to knock, you know, they're trying to check you and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's totally different. I mean, you know, you got your scout team guys out there giving a good look. They do give us the best look that we can get. And during the game, you're right, it's a totally different type of perspective. But at the same time, you just remember what you worked on, remember what you practiced, and it kind of works out exactly how it should. The coaches tend to be correct most of the time, just about always, yeah.
Do you feel like you've made significant strides in route running? I mean, I know this is a West Coast offense, which is a new thing.
Yeah. Really, the biggest thing was getting depth on certain routes. You know, in other offenses, you don't necessarily need to get the whole 15. You might be able to round it from 13 up to 15. You know, here you definitely want to get it at 15 because defenders get in the way. And they're so good and smart here, they'll play right into it. And it'll be like an interception or a bad play and miscue. You don't want that, but yeah, I definitely got better at that, just focusing on my steps. And if I have to speed up or slow down a route to get to where I need to be, this is what I've been doing, yeah. You may look to the sideline and there's nobody going to come in for it. You know, there's no break. There's no rest. You're pretty much going to have to like either man up to it and hold up to your responsibilities. And that's really what it came down to. And at this point, there's really nothing holding me back. So,
Josh, when you look at the first.